Hello.
Hi, Eric.
Welcome to another episode of the Attic by Rick podcast. As always, I'm your host, Eric Wichaksonal, and I'm joined today by, well, Pan again.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Pankaja. Good to have you back.
I just saw you like 3 hours ago.
Nice to see you again. So today, are you okay?
I'm just really tired, that's all, yeah.
Pan's really tired. Well, today we're going to talk about life lessons and what life has taught us so far from a perspective of two early 20-year-olds. And yeah, so I asked people on Insta, I should have done Facebook too, and I got pretty good responses. So I'm gonna read some of them.
I think just throw them out there.
Yeah.
We can do a quick commentary on what everyone else is thinking.
Yeah, and before we go any further, can listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Follow the socials. The Instagram has turned into a pretty good meme page, I'd say.
Yeah, like, definitely.
But it's very niche.
I think it's our humor.
Yeah, it is our humor. And visit the website.
Indeed, definitely. The Attic by Wick website is up, right?
Yes, sir. TheAtticByWick.com.
.com.
I wanted to put it TheAtticBy.wick.
Do you pay for the domain?
Yeah, I did. But it was from my old... Not here, I will tell you though.
I don't know what life has taught me. I'm only 23. Be nice to people, especially. Whether you... I don't know, that's my main life motto, is just let people be. Mind your own business. Be nice to people, regardless of whether you like them or whether other people don't like them. Even if you don't like them, it's better to always be the better person. Truly firm believer of karma.
Isn't that tiring?
I don't think so. I mean, if I don't like anyone, I'm gonna just phase them out, you know? I always say it's like that Black Mirror episode where you could like literally block people out of your vision.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. That's how I do be reacting to a lot of people.
I mean, it's a pretty good talent to have. I've had to use that. And phasing people out it's okay.
My therapist says I shouldn't care what other people think of me as well.
You shouldn't. I mean, okay, people think of you as like a pleasant human being.
I mean... Logically, I should probably know that, but subconsciously, you know, always trying to do the most, I guess.
Are you a people pleaser?
Yeah, 100%.
One I have is, it's okay to cheat the system.
Well, yeah, of course, 100%.
Because the system...
So, 100%.
The system's there to... the system's there to... Not to your advantage. It does not help you to succeed in life.
My therapist also says that I shouldn't, you know, she says I shouldn't be a people pleaser and that I should just focus on myself. I think that's really the most important one for me. Just now, more so than ever, just like, you know, stay in my own lane, moisturized. Yep. I think that segues into the episode a bit about like kind of it's okay to be alone sometimes as well.
Oh, yeah. Episode 4, I think, with Pedro.
With Pedro, yeah.
Yeah. Listen to that, guys. Look at you with the callbacks. I appreciated that.
Big facts.
Another one, we were talking about this earlier. I didn't know that a lot of people care about it as much, but it's okay to unfollow people on social media.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. Like, I think it definitely depends on the reasons why you unfollow someone, but, you know, at the end of the day, what you want to see on your feed, that's your decision.
Exactly. And if you get mad about that, so like someone unfollowing you, get like mad, grow up. It's social media.
It is what it is.
There
are people who track that shit, you know? They got apps and shit to see who's unfollowed them and who's, like, interacting with them. Won't lie, in high school, I used to have an app like that. I think I've kind of grown out of that.
I mean, if you're a company or if you, like, need to track your followers, like, say it's a business, then okay. I don't know. I just think it's kind of petty if you care about that.
I don't think it's petty, but, you know, I think just don't take it to heart, really. It'd be like that. It is mad awkward, though. You know,
if someone
asks you, like, "Yo, why'd you unfollow me? What do you say to that person?" You know, without being rude, like, "Nah, I just didn't want to see your shit on my feed."
You can say
bro.
That. Remember what your therapist just said. We just talked about. You don't have to care about what people think about you.
Don't please everyone.
Yeah.
Indeed.
So, indeed. If they ask them, it's like, "Yeah, I just don't want to see you in my feed."
Yeah. What did the Instagram?
I got one from Yella.
Okay.
We did an episode with him. Yep, from the homie. He said one life's lesson he learned was do it now or do it never.
Do it now or do it never. I think that's a pretty good one. But it depends on, for me, it definitely depends on what it is.
Is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like groceries. Do it now?
Do it now, definitely.
Do it never.
No, you gotta do it now. If you postpone your groceries, you're just gonna end up you're gonna go to the grocery store hungry, first of all, and you're just gonna buy everything that you see in sight, and you're gonna do your shopping angry. Trust me, I've been there one too many times. I think one person who's a very good embodiment of do it now and don't do it later is my girlfriend Michaela. She's always
she's always on the move.
One thing that just the sound of Yella's name reminded me of, because I always go to movies whenever I think of Yella, is, and I'm a very big fan of this, you gotta watch really bad movies.
That's a life lesson.
After you've watched really good movies, because you gotta humble yourself, you know. You can't
what's the reasoning?
You gotta humble yourself, you know. You can't be like always watching good movies. Then you won't be able to enjoy all the bad ones.
Because then your taste is a little bit too high.
Yeah, your palate is you need a little junk food sprinkled in your palate.
Movie diet.
Yeah.
Okay, I've slowly take. You've told me this before, and I've been slowly taking it to heart, because I can't be just watching like good films all the time without a little bit of Fast and Furious.
You know, it's good to switch off your brain sometimes and just watch something for the sake of watching it, regardless of reviews or what critics say.
But the problem with this is sometimes Pan would actually like show us like weird ass movies.
It's always a hit and miss. It is a hit or miss sometimes.
Because sometimes I want to watch like a good movie tonight, and then man's just coming, was like, yeah, I don't care about the review, let's watch this. And then halfway, it was like, what the fuck is this?
It's good. It keeps us, and it broadens our taste in cinema as well. You know, maybe that specific genre of weird genre that I show you will segue into something good. We never know.
That is true. So I have one from Casey.
Okay.
And she said, I so believe everything happens for a reason, even though it's cliche.
I don't know.
I believe that. What's going to be yours is yours.
Indeed, definitely. I could say everything happens for a reason, but
it's a little bit cliche. Yeah,
it is a little bit cliched for me, but I mean, I whenever things are going bad, the one line that I always go to is, it's bad now, but it has to be good later, you know.
Or just, so, it do be like that.
It do be like that, you know.
Another one is, every time people say nothing can change, they are lying, because change comes slowly. Do you feel about that?
True. I think change does happen slowly. I totally agree with that. And that sometimes, you know, you just got to wait for stuff. And if if people are saying that change is not possible, they're lying.
Nothing can change. Yeah, they are lying. I don't know. It depends
on the perspective as well. You know, context is always key, in my opinion.
I wish I had a boomer like replying to these, because I want to see like what they say.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of your audience is towards people our age or even younger, huh?
Yeah. Guys, should I invite a boomer onto the pod?
Yeah, on God.
Right?
100%.
I'm going to find a boomer to help me with this. Andrea, friend of the pod, said that, do whatever the fuck you want because you'll die.
I think Dre is also a big, she's an embodiment of that, because Dre really be doing like, yeah, side quests and stuff, you know.
This girl do be doing side quests.
Who else was I thinking about that just be doing side quests? And like, anyway, it'll come back to me. But yeah, Dre, you're totally right. Do whatever the fuck you want. I feel like it depends on where you are as well, because if you're not in a country that like, you know, has the facilities for you to like live your best life, it may
be a bit hard.
In the Netherlands, definitely in more Western countries, I definitely think that is more possible. But like, coming from, I lived in Botswana my whole life, there isn't like the resources to do whatever you want are not there. And even if they are, they sometimes aren't to the best of the capability that they can be.
Yeah.
You know?
One thing I could think about is just not having a passport where I can go anywhere I want.
Yeah, definitely. That's also
I mean, like, maybe strange for American, like North American or European listeners, but every time Pan and I have to go somewhere, we have to get a visa.
Jump on that visa, bro.
Like, if we go to the UK, I think it's 100 something pounds for...
That ain't it. Yeah, you pay for your visa. You don't even know if you're going to get it, bro.
Yeah, and it's for like a 30-day visa?
Yeah.
That's some bullshit.
Like, 100p.
Just let me in your country. Why do I have to pay for that?
Why are borders still a thing?
that's another discussion.
But yeah, I mean, my point is that I feel like now living in Amsterdam, I'm able to follow a lot of hobbies that I've wanted to get into for a really long time that as a teenager, I may or may not have been able to do, you know, like
podcasting,
like DJing, podcasting as well. You know, you just got to have a little pocket change to be able to invest in whatever you want to do.
Another one from my friend Lexi is you can make all the plans you want and have expectations, but they'll never pan out how you think.
I agree with that. My jumping off from that, I think this is a mindset I want to change, but it's a mindset I've had for a really long time, probably because of my mental health, but I don't know. But be as pessimistic as possible so that you're always pleasantly surprised.
Just expect the worst.
Yeah, I mean,
expect the worst.
I don't know if that's advice I want to be giving people, but that's how I do be living my life. You know, I'm always thinking worst case scenario.
It's bad because like it probably harbors your anxiety a lot. But then again, like if the worst do happen, you'd be like,
you know, yeah, I was expecting this.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, it doesn't hurt as bad. You know, don't shoot for the stars, boys and gals.
Oh no, that's not the advice we want to be giving. I mean, if it applies to you and you resonate with it, fair enough. But I feel like there are people who really do set their sights high and they may get like excited and that energy really feeds into whatever you're doing.
Yeah, you can.
I'm definitely trying to change my mindset on that. I'm trying to be less pessimistic about everything and trying to be way more optimistic about everything. Like today, we're going to try see if we can go to a bar. Well, like sit outside on a terrace. You know, it's really hot out, so I don't know if we'll find space, but if we do, that'll be pretty cool.
Look at that, a therapist king. We love to see it.
But I mean, if we don't, I'm finna be sorely disappointed.
One of my friends said, everybody gay.
Everybody gay? Well, sexuality is a spectrum. No one's 100% straight.
Speaking of everybody gay, happy Pride Month.
Happy Pride. Everybody is a little bit gay. I think there's a little sprinkle of homosexuality in all of us.
I could agree with that.
It's a spectrum, bro. You're not solidly straight and you're not solidly gay.
Noelle said that. Apparently, common sense isn't that common.
Yeah.
Because
people are stupid. Yeah. People are super stupid. Man, my firm belief is that this is a bit narcissistic, but like, you know, I just think people don't think at all.
They really don't.
They just be doing things that don't make sense at all. Common sense is not that common. Also segues into a little bit of be empathetic towards people. You know, like, it's always good. Like, I did say stay in your lane and, you know, try to mind your own business, but try to put yourself in other people's shoes. Whenever you're talking to someone, whenever a problem arises, really try to put yourself in that person's shoes and try to look at it from their perspective. Because you might be shocked at you know, what's going on.
Flada said that therapy is cool and things are awkward only if you make them awkward.
Things are awkward if you make them awkward. But I don't think a lot of people agree with that one statement. Therapy is cool. Everyone should be.
Therapy is cool.
Should be in therapy. If you can, I was thinking about this earlier. If you can get your parents to go to therapy, I think that's a big W.
You didn't want to do that episode with me, though.
The therapy one? That was too introspective for me. It was too confrontational.
All right, I'll find someone with problematic parents to talk about that with me.
I just recently started going, so I've been preaching it and now I'm practicing it.
Sir, and how about the things are awkward only if you make them awkward?
It depends. Context is key.
I can't. I'm shy.
I have this other friend. I won't mention her name, but okay. She knows I'm subbing her right now. She cannot play it cool. You know, if she's put in an awkward situation, she cannot play it cool, and she like kind of snowballs it to make it more awkward and more and more awkward. But she's getting there. What the other person is probably thinking is probably like the same stuff you're thinking. Like, oh, this person probably thinks I'm really weird, you know? Empathy.
Again. It comes back to empathy. Yeah. You just have to try to like wish that the other person put themselves in your shoes.
Indeed. Also, one thing that I did realize growing up, not everyone, like, everyone's kind of focused on themselves and no one really cares what you're doing until like, you know, unless you're their friends or you kind of bring it up. But like, you know, when you're in a room, no one's really focusing on you. You're not the main character. Everyone's in their own like little world, you know? Yeah. Eric has a pretty big god complex, so fair enough.
It keeps the boat afloat, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, whatever gets you through the day, I guess.
Well, someone also said, well, Samuel, the Samuel Strahle.
Strahle.
He was a guest for episode 5 about the...
when the global stock market was imploding.
Yes, sir. And he said, invest in meme coins.
Invest in meme coins. Everyone, buy one GME.
No, that's not a meme coin.
Buy one GME and you'll be set for life.
Buy AMC, because I should have listened to Amir.
We're not financially.
Don't listen to this. I'm so serious. Don't listen to us, guys. Yeah, invest in meme coins. I mean, I did well with Doge and it's still going well. And
Fair enough.
I just need fucking Elon to pump it up again and let me retire early.
I wish I had market changing like abilities. I wish a tweet that I made could plummet or make stocks rise. That's like a sick superpower to have.
Well, it's still legal too. Chloe,
who that?
A girl from my high school said that. I don't know who the fuck I am. LOL with capital letters for the LOL.
Damn, Chloe, same.
Yeah, sorry, Chloe. I hope you're doing fine though.
I'd be disassociating like every day.
It's okay to disassociate sometimes.
Sometimes I'd be at my crib and then I'll just appear at Eric's house and I'll be like,
yeah, same.
How did I get here? You know, like, same. Did I disassociate for that long that like I kind of just teleported here and now I'm like only snapping too? It's okay to disassociate. Not for super long periods though. I think you really need to have a reality check sometimes as well.
Friend of the podcast, Morai.
The why?
Morai. They said that you're allowed to stop and reset everything. It is your life, and I don't know. I didn't know it until it hit me, until I actually hit reset.
Fair.
What do you mean by resetting your life, though? Like
starting over?
Like Adam Sandler in Click?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. I don't know. It really depends on who you are and where you are, in my opinion. It's not easy to like sort of, you know, decide like, hey, I'm going to move to a new country and like start my life over. I think very few people get those opportunities as well.
Yeah, it's not that easy to like just really start over.
You can rebuild yourself.
You can rebuild yourself. You can remake your
character. I agree with that.
But you can't just like completely disappear and like start your own life. I've thought about that multiple times though. Like just fake my own death and like dip.
Yeah.
Have you? Is that normal? Is that a normal thought?
I don't think I've ever thought of faking my own death and disappearing because I like my friends too much.
Okay, from Morai again. They said that we compare everything to the past when romanticizing how good the future can be, forgetting that there's ways to feel good. We have absolutely no idea, but because we just haven't felt it yet.
Yeah, the past has happened and the future is yet to happen. The only thing that's happening now is the present, so stay grounded in it.
Is that what it's called, the present?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so fucking corny.
My therapist also told me that. Shout out Melissa.
That one teacher from The Incredibles said that.
Okay.
How important forgiveness is.
How important forgiveness is? Yeah. Definitely.
That's a good life lesson to learn.
Always be the bigger person, I think, and be ready to forgive.
But
obviously, if someone has hurt you or if someone has wronged you, take the time to you know, to feel that and that. I think at the end of the day, forgiveness is key. If you're not able to forgive right away, time definitely plays a big part in it. Take your time, but eventually come back to it.
Back to Morai, actually. Really good friend of the pod.
Yeah, hitting us with the talking points.
They said that, well, also way more people are LGBT plus than we think. Like LMAO, it used to feel so isolating, but we're all a little bit gay. We already talked about
this. Yeah, we already. You're right, Morai.
Yeah, we're everyone a little bit is like, gay. That hand gesture thing. Yeah. I wish y'all can see it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, she also said, okay, that might be it. Can't wait to hear your guys' thought. Happy Pride Month.
On the note that everyone is kind of gay. Everyone has mental health issues. You know, even if someone says
are you calling gay equal mental
health? No. I'm not like equating the two, just completely separate. Everyone like has their own issues, even if they may look like the most normal person who may not be depressed or anxious or insecure on the outside. I definitely think like everyone deals with their own problems, you know. Again, linking back to go to therapy. Even if you think you're completely normal, go to therapy. Go explore your psyche.
A rat also said that.
Which rat?
Religion's for people that are scared to die.
That are scared to die?
Yeah.
just depends to find on the peace. Religion. Buddhists believe in reincarnation.
Yeah, because they're afraid to die, so they'll get reincarnated.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah, fair enough. If you look at it that way. I don't know. I'm not a really big
religion guy.
Yeah, no, not really. But you know, if it works for you and it helps you, then who am I to knock it? You know.
Okay, I'll say last one from Instagram. This guy said that life is unfair.
Life is unfair, brother.
Yeah, sorry,
I can
brother.
Agree with that.
Shitty
things just be happening
to like good people too.
To yeah, to good people, to me, to you, this to everyone around the world.
This is why you always have to try to cheat the system.
Yeah, I guess definitely.
The system's unfair.
Yeah. So, but life is unfair, bro. And again, this may be my pessimism talking, but I could totally agree with that.
Do you want to close this? I think you had one more life lesson that you wanted to say earlier. At the top of the episode.
Yeah. Not all. Yeah, I've even forgotten the phrase.
No, I remember. Maybe I know you remember this. Now you have to say it.
Not all pee-pee times are poo-poo times, but pretty much all poo-poo times are pee-pee times.
Hot take.
I don't think that's a hot take.
Good life lesson? Question mark?
Yeah. Good life lesson. Point being is, be kind, be good.
Fuck the system.
Yeah, fuck the system.
Everyone's a little bit gay.
Be empathetic. Put yourself in other people's shoes.
Put yourself first though as well.
Yeah, put yourself first. It's a bit, what's the word?
Opposite of each other?
Yeah, it's kind of the opposite of each other, but you gotta strike a good balance.
Yeah, use your common
sense.
Use
your common sense. Indeed. Use your common sense and... Definitely, context is always important.
Context is always important as well. Well, yeah. Shall we? Well, this has been another episode of the Attic Bi-Week Podcast. Pan, thank you for coming.
No worries.
It was unfortunate that our last recording got fucked.
Maybe we'll come back for part the lost tapes, you know?
I can put it on my Patreon, honestly.
Is it legit? Like, is it audible?
It is a little bit audible. It's not like super shitty, but it was like a hassle to edit.
That's not ideal.
You can listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all that. Follow the socials, go to the website. I've been your host, Eric, and for my guest, Pankaja,
thanks for having me.
Signing off. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. That's a wrap. Before I beg you guys to download and share this podcast, I want to talk about my Patreon. So by using Patreon, you can support me and support this podcast. This is just another reason for me to keep pumping out hopefully quality content for you guys to listen to. And, you know, I do have some goals, like if I reach a certain amount of patrons, I want to upgrade our equipment here in the studio. And if you can't, that's okay too. I am so thankful to have you guys even want to listen to me and my friends babble about things that run through my head. Thank you so much for listening. See you next time. Bye.